This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
Obviously, tech didn't want to wait around and get the Northern Gateway treatment. I mean, that is having the Liberal government cancel the project after the company spent over $1 billion obtaining the regulatory and actually cabinet approval in that case. Not to be confused with the Energy East treatment, where the Liberal government let TransCanada spend $1 billion in the approval process, only to change the goalposts to make it impossible to proceed. Not to be confused with the Kinder Morgan treatment, where after the company spent about $4.5 billion, it decided it couldn't afford the risk imposed by the BC NDP government's promise to use every tool in the box to make sure the project was delayed and maybe ultimately scrapped, as well as facing the opposition of U.S.-funded anti-pipeline groups that had already boasted in print about playing a pivotal role in defeating the incumbent Conservative government, knowing that a Liberal government would be much more amenable to their anti-oil, anti-pipeline agenda, especially with the likes of Gerald Butts, former head of the World Wildlife Fund Canada, being Justin Trudeau's principal secretary. But they did get the tech frontier treatment, including Liberal MPs actively working for the rejection of the project, even after the project got the support of all 14 First Nation and Métis directly impacted. Well, maybe I better repeat that because it seems to be a difficult concept for some, especially at UVic or the CBC and everyone else who continues to push the thesis that all First Nations think alike. MPs from the Liberals, the NDP, Green Party, Suzuki Foundation, Greenpeace, the shutdown Canada groups like Extinction Rebellion celebrate the loss of 7,000 jobs in construction and 2,500 in operation, the loss of billions of dollars in government revenue, while they applaud the latest screwing over of the 14 First Nations and Métis who support the project, while ignoring that tech's stated goal is to be carbon neutral by 2050, something that should be celebrated, not ignored. And one more thing. Do you remember during the SNC-Lavalin scandal, even in the face of the Ethics Commissioner's strong rebuke, the Prime Minister stated that he's not going to apologize for standing up for Canadian jobs? Really? Energy workers and other workers in the communities they live in must be choking thinking of that. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.